American Language Course, Tape 1304A. Listen to this conversation between two friends.
Say, Fred, I met your sister Betty last night.
You did? Where did you meet her?
At the mall. One of my friends introduced us.
I see. Did you get a chance to talk with her?
Not really. We said the usual things. I'm happy to meet you.
I guess you know that Betty wants to be a doctor, too.
No, I didn't. I'd be interested in talking to her about that.
I'll tell you what. Come over to our house Thursday night. My family would like to meet you, and you'll get a chance to talk to Betty.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Not at all. We'll be glad to have you. Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Say, Fred, I met your sister Betty last night.
You did? Where did you meet her?
At the mall. One of my friends introduced us.
I see. Did you get a chance to talk with her?
Not really. We said the usual things. I'm happy to meet you.
I guess you know that Betty wants to be a doctor, too.
No, I didn't. I'd be interested in talking to her about that.
I'll tell you what. Come over to our house Thursday night. My family would like to meet you. And you'll get a chance to talk to Betty.
That sounds wonderful. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Not at all. We'll be glad to have you. Let's practice some of the new vocabulary in this conversation. Listen and repeat.
Chance.
I had a chance to see you. Did you have a chance to see any movies? They want a chance to meet you.
Mall.
You can find many stores in a mall. People like to go to malls to buy clothes, shoes, watches, and many other things. There are restaurants, cafeterias, and cafes in the big malls.
Come over.
He said, come over to our house for dinner. He enjoyed the visit very much. He was happy that he came over.
Interested in.
I am interested in reading books. Is he interested in his work? John is interested in sports cars.
Introduce.
My friend introduced her to me. Will you introduce me to your friend? The teacher introduced the subject to the class.
Sister.
I have no brothers, but I have three sisters. What is your sister's name? My sister is not at home now.
Talk.
We talk together after class. You should talk English with each other. People often talk about houses.
Wonderful.
It was a wonderful party. We had a wonderful time. Those plans sound wonderful. Here are some questions using the verbs in this conversation. Give a complete affirmative answer to these questions. Repeat the correct response. Example. Does the class meet every day?
Yes, the class meets every day.
Yes, the class meets every day. Did the class meet yesterday?
Yes, the class met yesterday.
Is the class meeting now?
Yes, the class is meeting now.
Remember to answer the questions when you hear, does he always introduce new students?
Yes, he always introduces new students.
Did he introduce you to his sister?
Yes, he introduced me to his sister.
Is he introducing the new student now?
Yes, he's introducing a new student now.
Do you often dance?
Yes, I often dance.
Does he dance every night?
Yes, he dances every night.
Did you dance last night?
Yes, I danced last night.
Are they dancing now?
Yes, they are dancing now.
Do you often talk on the telephone?
Yes, I often talk on the telephone.
Does he often talk on the telephone?
Yes, he often talks on the telephone.
Did he talk on the telephone yesterday?
Yes, he talked on the telephone yesterday.
Is she talking to her now?
Yes, she is talking to her now.
Let's practice some more sentences with the same verbs. Again, you will hear a question. Answer these questions with negative answers. Repeat the correct response. Example. Does the class meet every day?
No, the class doesn't meet every day.
No, the class doesn't meet every day. Did the class meet yesterday?
No, the class didn't meet yesterday.
Is the class meeting now?
No, the class isn't meeting now.
Does he always introduce new students?
No, he doesn't always introduce new students.
Remember to answer the question with a negative answer. Did he introduce you to his sister?
No, he didn't introduce me to his sister.
Is he introducing the new student now?
No, he isn't introducing the new student now.
Do you often dance?
No, I don't often dance.
Does he dance every night?
No, he doesn't dance every night.
Did you dance last night?
No, I didn't dance last night.
Are they dancing now?
No, they aren't dancing now.
Do you often talk on the telephone?
No, I don't often talk on the telephone.
Does he talk on the telephone every day?
No, he doesn't talk on the telephone every day.
Did he talk to her this morning?
No, he didn't talk to her this morning.
Is she talking to him now?
No, she isn't talking to him now.
Notice the use of must and have to in these sentences. Listen to them and repeat them. I must study hard.
I have to study hard.
You must go with me.
You have to go with me.
We must study the lessons.
We have to study the lessons.
He must practice speaking.
He has to practice speaking.
They must leave soon.
They have to leave soon.
We must hurry to the station.
We have to hurry to the station.
They must go to class.
They have to go to class.
We must learn English.
We have to learn English.
This is the end of tape 1304A.